soul could use a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes.
Okay.
Points on her own, sitting way up high. Cone wheels when the winds got heavy. Out in the back seat in my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on a night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night moves. In the
summertime. All right, welcome back to another episode of Night Moves with Matt and Andy, your best source of information, inspiration, and stupid idiocy. I am your host, Andy Kermack, joined as always by
Matt Van Gore, also known as Martine.
Martine Murdy. So, I guess first off, Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Very well. How about you, my friend?
Really good. It's been really crushing the geography lately.
Yeah, that's been going well, I assume.
Yeah. It's kind of a dumb course, but I think I want to just get right into the Night Moves Hero of the Week right now.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll set this up first. I had one Hero of the Week, but I had to write an essay on a extreme disaster. Like extreme weather disaster. So I picked
like
a
disaster.
Yeah, so I picked a tornado. The tornado that happened in Edmonton in 1987.
Okay.
I already had this Hero of the Week story picked out, but then I found this other thing that was just too good to pass up, I guess.
So you had to double down.
So, I'll get to the first one that isn't the actual Hero of the Week. Okay, so the first one I had was a news story that came out on April 20th of this year.
420, brah.
A elderly pet dog stayed with his lost 3-year-old overnight in Australian bush. Did you read this story?
No.
So Max, a 17-year-old blue heeler, which is quite old in dog years.
Yeah, that's up there.
Quite old.
That's fucking geriatric.
Yeah. Stayed by the side of his 3-year-old companion who went missing after she wandered off while on a walk with her grandpa in Queensland. The pair spent a night in rugged bushland before the deaf and partially blind dog led the searchers to the girl's location.
Deaf and partially blind.
The dog looks super cute, too.
That's a good dog.
Right? I mean, that just really brings a tear to my eye. This dog was also named a honorary police dog.
Fuck yeah, at 17 years young. See, that's amazing, though. I guess probably just largely through smell would, I guess, maybe be how it did it.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Instinct and smell?
Instinct?
Probably. Dogs are smart. Like, you know, that's man's best friend.
That's shit in Australia, too. Like, that country is,
dangerous
from what I hear,
as fuck.
Basically, it's perpetually just trying to fucking kill you.
Yeah, all the spiders and the snakes and
fucking kangaroos kicking at your head and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Kudos to that dog, Max.
Max, a blue heeler.
You're a good boy.
That's Matthew's good boy of the week.
I wish we start posting photos with this so I can have a good boy of the week and just choose a dog photo.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do that in the Facebook group. Matthew's
another good
boy
of the week is one of my coworkers has a pug. His name's Roscoe.
A good name for a dog.
He's a cute little shit, but like my coworker describes him, he's kind of a double whammy because, you know, pugs are cute. Everybody loves pugs and they always want to pet them. He's like, but Roscoe fucking bites.
So this dog doesn't like human interaction.
He just nips, you know, he bites. So I think the dog has probably bitten me about 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just a cute little Bundle of Love. So he's another good boy of the week.
Wow.
Runner up to Max.
I'll post. You should send me a photo of you giving like the thumbs up, and I'll Photoshop it onto this little dog photo.
There's probably not a photo in existence of me giving the thumbs up.
We can get one.
There's about a billion of them, I think.
I'll deep dive. So the actual hero of the week is a man, an Alberta man. On June 4th, 2007, or 17, sorry. So this is last year. He was mowing his lawn. I'm assuming somewhere between Calgary and the Saskatchewan border, because it looks like it's prairie land here.
Pretty flat.
Yeah, so his wife was said it was going to go for a nap. The cutting the grass is on her husband's to-do list, so he started the task. She went for a nap. The wife was awoken by her 9-year-old daughter, who was upset that there was a tornado in the sky, but the dad wouldn't come inside because he wasn't done mowing the lawn, and he just didn't want to stop.
Well, it makes sense. You know, you set out to do a task. You kind of want to get it done. You don't want to leave a lawn half mowed.
You know, I admire this guy. So the wife naturally took a photo of this, and you can see this guy in his yard, and a tornado like a kilometer away from him, probably.
I've seen the photo.
Yeah.
It was a very widespread photo at the time.
So I guess his claim was that it, as he said in this news story, it looks much closer if you look at it in the photo, but it was really far away. Well, not really far, but far enough
that you can see it.
Yeah. And he said he was keeping an eye on it so that, you know, if it got close, he'd just go inside. But this man keep an eye on it. But this man, for refusing to go inside after a tornado was, I mean, it looks like it's a kilometer, maybe like a kilometer or two away. Keep mowing his lawn and just forget about it. He is Night Moves Hero of the Week.
You think this guy has, like, not seen Twister?
He probably has. I mean, who hasn't seen Twister? It's one of the best movies of all time.
Wouldn't Twister just put, like, a deep-seated fear of tornadoes into ya?
You know what? When I watch Twister, I want to become a storm chaser.
Then why don't you do it, man? Live your best life.
You know what? I should.
I would join ya.
I'm going to look at... I'm going to go straight to Indeed after this. We could do that. I'll sign up for that right after this podcast ends.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go straight to Indeed and try to find storm chaser jobs.
It's really a good idea. I doubt many people are chasing storms because Twister kind of scared all of the good storm chasers off.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty scary movie, right?
I don't really remember it all that well. Was Bill Paxton in it?
Yeah. Rest in peace, Bill Paxton. He's a good man. Oh,
fuck, I always forget he's dead.
Yeah.
Or that he's... he's a good actor. Good
right?
Dude.
I got a few other news stories here. A couple weird ones. Two from pretty good sources, and then one I didn't really... It's some UK site, Unilad. I'm not sure how, like, reputable this website is.
Unilad sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
So, the title of this is Painkillers Turn Me Gay, Says Man Who Dumped Girlfriend After Injury.
Ah, that's good.
A young man who took painkillers after a go-karting accident firmly believes the drugs have made him gay.
So he got into a go-karting accident and then ended up on painkillers.
Yeah.
And then they turned him gay.
Yeah, while some would say you can't turn gay, a 23-year-old Scott Purdy disagrees. He claims he used to be a hot-blooded heterosexual who loved nothing more than dating women before he started taking the painkiller pergabalin. You know what? I butchered that pretty bad, but it's Lyrica, also known as Lyrica.
I just like hot-blooded heterosexual who loved nothing more than dating women. Like, that right there to me sounds like the guy is fucking overcompensating.
Oh,
he finally
yeah.
came out and he's like...
it was the drugs.
No, it was totally the drugs.
So Scott started taking the drug to treat the pain caused after he broke his foot in the said go-karting accident. Scott believes the painkiller did more than numb his agony. He claims he quickly lost his sexual attraction to women and broke up with his girlfriend of 6 months when prescribed Lyrica earlier this year. I'm not sure what year this is referring to.
I wonder how Erica feels about all of this. Like, is it just, did he finally just say, fuck it, you know what, I'm gonna be gay now? Like, I've always been gay, and now I'm just going to embrace it, and I'm going to let Erica down kind of gently, and...
I don't know if her name is actually Erica, but...
Who knows?
We'll go with that. In Scott's own words, I noticed my libido for women had gone, and I was wanting male attention. I was with a girlfriend I had been with for around 6 months. I'd never really been interested in men. When I was younger, I was a bit curious, but a couple weeks after I started taking it, it turned around, and I didn't find her physically attractive anymore. Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird. So, like, is he... So, he's obviously somewhat slandering Lyrica.
Yes.
And, like, is he taking legal action here? Is he saying, hey, fuck you guys?
No, this is more like an awareness thing. It says here, Scott, who isn't particularly annoyed at the swing in his sexual orientation, merely wants to raise awareness of this drug and its rather drastic side effects.
Has he really given it a shot, though? Like, maybe the guy's going to love being gay.
Well, he explained, currently I'm talking to this lad on Plenty of Fish. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to see him. He's in London. It's really what I'm craving right now. I want to be with him right now.
I don't know. I don't buy it.
My two cents, this guy was gay from the get-go. Always gay?
I think so. Probably. That's kind of my read. And just, like, it, to me, it sounds like overcompensating. It does. When, you know, I loved dating chicks. But I don't know. You know how you find out? We need to find a volunteer fan.
I got the perfect guy. You might know him. His name's Tyler Holdner.
I don't know if he's the best subject because he's already kind of borderline.
I mean, some might say that he is, but...
Like, that guy kind of toes the line a little bit. Yeah, okay. We need to get Tyler Holdner on Lyrica.
I know a guy that has prescription drugs, so... you're familiar with the TV series It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? We're on the fourth season where Charlie and Mac end up working in office mailroom, and Charlie kind
Pepe
of goes,
Sylvia.
Yeah, Pepe Sylvia. Charlie kind of goes off the deep end.
Yep.
Starts hallucinating and ultimately stops delivering any mail whatsoever. Well, it appears that a New York City mailman is almost doing the same thing. This is so good.
Pepe Sylvia.
This real life Brooklyn mail worker. Says stress caused him to hoard 17,000 pieces of undelivered letters and packages for more than a decade because he just felt too overwhelmed by the amount of mail that he had to deliver. I'll just get through the rest of it and then jump right in. He only resorted to delivering mail that he himself deemed important. He was arrested after police received a tip that he had 20 bags of mail pile up in his car, and that's when the investigators later found 10,000 pieces of mail in the vehicle and his boat, as well as about 1,000 pieces in a locker, in his locker at work, and 6,000 pieces in his apartment.
I like this. I like that he, had, like, a shitload of mail in his car, and that was the giveaway. But, like, just the whole thing that he just delivered what he deemed as important. So it's like, how would he know? Like, was he just looking at the envelopes and saying, I don't know, this one looks pretty official?
Yeah, probably that's how it went.
So people were probably missing fucking paychecks and...
Oh, fuck yeah. For 11 years.
Like, that's fucked. So, like, I'm sure they're going to try to deliver all that mail now, but 11 years, I don't know, in the last 11 years, I think I've moved about 8 times. So, like, they're going to be fucked with trying to find shit for people. Just burn it, incinerate it all, eh?
Yeah. If I was the New York Postal Department, I'd just burn it all. Postal service.
That's one way to fix that little conundrum.
I guess cops in Italy also arrested a mail carrier with 880 pounds of undelivered mail who had just stopped doing his job because he felt he was underpaid.
It's reasonable.
And postal inspectors in New York recently removed 60 kitchen-sized bags of mail that postal worker in Long Island had stashed in his shed.
That's so bizarre.
So, I mean, what this article is really telling me is that don't trust your mailman.
Exactly. And if you need to get a package somewhere, take it yourself, personally.
Don't trust Carl Malone either.
No. Well, I guess not. He is the mailman.
Exactly.
That almost reminds me of the story, well, the Italian one. Wasn't there a guy in, like, Spain who basically, I think this was an article a few years back, we should try to find it, where I think the guy just didn't show up for work for, like, 5 fucking years, and they never knew, and the only reason that they found out was because I think he won an award, and, like, so he just collected, like, years worth of paychecks, and they had no idea.
Wasn't that an electrician in the States somewhere?
Maybe there too. Spanish worker absent for 15 years. Spanish civil servant. I think it's here on the BBC. Joaquin Garcia, 69, great age, was fined 27,000 euros, which is 21,000 pounds or 30,000 American dollars.
Yep.
After the award brought his, or sorry, a Spanish civil servant who failed to turn up to work for at least 6 years has been caught after becoming eligible for a long service award. So basically they gave him an award and then they fucking, through giving them award, it brought his long absence to light. So basically his job was to supervise the building of a wastewater treatment plant and he just didn't do it. that is great.
So 6 years. How'd they catch him?
They nominated, like, he was eligible for a long service award. So basically, like, for having worked for X number of years. Yeah. And then I guess they probably went to find the guy and he wasn't at work. And then they're like, what the fuck? And
it just blows my mind how you can do that, I guess. Some serious flaws in a lot of systems.
That is, well, yeah, that's exactly it. Like, how the fuck can you fly under the radar for that long? And something where, like, he's supervising the building of something. So, like, would he not have to be doing reports on this? Or also, like, a wastewater treatment plant taking 6 years to build seems like a really long amount of time. I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it.
Maybe. But here's my theory on this, is that nobody at work actually liked this guy.
Potentially.
And was glad that he was not showing up, so they just kept going with it.
I guess. He apparently was making 37,000 euros a year before tax, and he would have got 6 years.
What is that, like 60 grand Canadian? Or no, 15 grand Canadian? No, 60. Yeah, 60. I was right the first time.
Less than that. Probably closer to probably like 45-ish.
I'm not sure what the exchange rate is right now.
The court heard that the boss of the water company had not seen Mr. Garcia for years, despite occupying an office opposite his.
What? that's good.
The water company thought he was supervised by the local authorities and vice versa. So it sounds like basically, he was kind of dealing with like the municipality maybe, and then the company he actually worked for, and they just figured that... the other group is looking after him, but he kind of said that there was no work to do there, so he probably just stopped showing up. But yeah, what they were trying to award him was a plaque for 20 years of service, and I guess the deputy mayor was like, well, where the fuck is this guy?
How long do you think it would take for you to get noticed that you weren't showing up to work?
A day?
Like, would it even take a day?
Well, no. If I wasn't in the office by, like, you know, 9 o'clock, I'd be getting at least a text saying, hey,
where the fuck are you? Yeah.
Well, what's the deal, guy? Sent to the water company. So Mr. Garcia says he was bullied due to his family's politics and was sent to the water company to be out of the way. He found there was no work to do there. People close to him told the Spanish newspaper El Mundo that he was reluctant to report it, as he has a family to provide for and worried that at his age he would not get another job. Okay, they do say that he did go to the office, although not for full business hours every day. and that he was just in there reading philosophy.
Oh, so, he'd show up to make it seem like he was going to work, but not do any work, and then leave.
I don't know. I guess it sounds like maybe he went in occasionally and then would just read philosophy books. Hmm. That's good for him.
I mean, the real concern, it's hard to get jobs these days, you know?
Yeah. And, well, the guy's 69 now, so, like, he would have been in his 60s when he started this job, and he was probably thinking, like, fuck, I got nothing to do, but, like, what am I going to do? I don't want to go and tell them I have nothing to do, because they'll just let me go.
This guy should have been the hero of the week, too.
Joaquin Garcia. Honorable mention for hero of the week.
Honorable mention. The last weird news story that I have for you this week, Matthew, is the tagline, the headline. This guy injected his dick with stem cells to try to make it bigger.
Did it work?
I mean, Ben Greenfield is a cult figure among fitness fanatics, a guru to the sort of nerds who devote themselves to meticulously monitoring their own biometric data for insight into their personal health. He has more than 50,000 Twitter followers, 60,000 Facebook fans, and 30,000 YouTube subscribers, and decided to inject his penis with stem cells to make it bigger. So, I mean, stem cells are kind of the rage these days. A lot of people, there's a lot of, like, breakthrough clinics in California and Florida that will...
That's how I'm getting my hair back, bud.
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's one side effect. So, I mean, I guess the whole thing with stem cells is that they'll inject it into your joints to try to bypass surgery, like shoulders, knees, whatever, really, right? And then other things like this. So in November, Greenfield visited U.S. Stem Cell, a controversial clinic in Florida, to have his penis injected with his own stem cells. This clinic is also the same Florida clinic that last year unintentionally blinded three patients in a clinical trial of an unproven stem cell therapy.
Hmm.
Yeah, so not really the safest place to get this done.
No, definitely not.
And I don't know if I'd want to really inject some things into my penis, but he says, Greenfield says... I want it to go from good to great, he says, and to get a bigger dick. I'm not going to lie. That's why guys without erectile dysfunction would do this.
See, I like how he made... Obviously, the guy is, again, overcompensating. Because he's like, I want to go from good to great. Yeah, right, buddy.
So,
I think, yeah, fuck that.
So, Greenfield had U.S. stem cell, isolate stem cells from his own body's fat cells. And then those cells... were in turn injected into the meat of the tissue of his penis. You don't feel a thing other than a bit of pressure, he says. Several early stage...
did it work?
Well, I mean, I'll get to that. Several early stage studies have shown that stem cells do promise, or they do show promise in treating erectile dysfunction in men. So, I mean, it is. This is, I guess, technically one way to treat that.
Rather than taking the blue pills.
Yes. Greenfield said in this webinar that all this information came from that the procedure has made him noticeably better hung. 3 or 4 days after the procedure, he said, it was almost like it grew. His erections were also bigger, his penis got harder, and his orgasms... stumbled over that word. And his orgasms were better. He said the better orgasms might be a placebo effect, but the anatomical changes in size cannot be denied.
Well, there you go.
The wife said she can tell, and that he hasn't taken out a ruler.
See, again, I'm not buying that. He'd be measuring it for sure. He'd have measured it before, and he'd be measuring it after. I don't trust this guy.
He's
not buying it, Addy.
It seems to be that he injects himself with stem cells a lot. He considers himself a biohacker. He's had them in his knee and hip to help him recover from injury, and he's also injected them into his own arms as a performance enhancer. With the help of stem cells, he said, by the time he is 40 in a few years, he hopes to have attained a biological age of 25. He said there is still a risk, but the payoff in terms of health is very big. So he basically says, fuck all the side effects. I'm shooting stem cells into every part of my body.
This guy sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's his own health, so fill your boots. But, like, yeah, it just seems, like, reckless and... a little bit misinformed and quite stupid.
I guess maybe this guy's a New York Times bestseller.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong then. Maybe he's smarter than all of us. I just don't even know what to believe anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I would have to say no to that one. That's going to be no for me on that subject.
Like the Randy Jackson meme? That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to get into your mystery of the universe?
No.
Well, okay. Well, that's it for our show. Thanks.
Thanks, everybody. Okay, let's do it.
All right. Welcome to... This is Marty's Mysteries of the Universe.
And so on and so forth.
It's basically an intergalactic invasion. Space aliens. Cell phone radiation. Egyptian rituals. What is that?
Marty's Mysteries of the Universe.
So this week, I kind of wanted to mix things up a little bit. I wanted to do an active discussion this week and then follow up with a deep dive and see how fucked we are with, well, I guess not really our theories or, but I just kind of want to look at our theories on it. So yes, our theories, and then see kind of look at that against the popular theories and more of like the widespread beliefs and that kind of stuff. So what I want to talk about is a true mystery of the universe. And that is time travel.
Okay.
So, first and foremost, what's your belief in time travel, my friend?
All jokes aside, I mean, the nerd inside of me wants to be like time travel is 100% real, and it's like a definitely possible thing. But I just don't. I think it's like one of those things, like the flying car was back in 1980 or mid 80s. Which is not like a real practical thing.
I think a flying car could eventually be done. Like, I don't think that's outside of the realm of possibility. I do think time travel is. And I'm in the same boat in the sense that I would love for it to be a thing. I would very, very much love for it to be a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And it just, I just don't see how it could be possible. I just don't see how scientifically it could be done, but I don't know, maybe. But then you look at the theories and people say, oh, well, if time traveling is real, then why don't we have visitors from the future? But maybe we do, or maybe we just live in a super fucking boring part of
reality
history. Yeah. And people just don't come back here. And then they'll say, oh, well, you know, maybe then why have tragedies happened over the years? But it's like, well, maybe the real tragedies have been stopped and other stuff wasn't because it had to be done. I don't know. You know?
Oh, I hear you loud and clear. Time travel.
It's an enigma.
It is.
But then I start to wonder about things like, okay, like just the paradoxes, right?
Yeah.
Where I always think back to the Terminator and how it's like, well, okay, so Terminator goes back in time to kill Sarah Connor. And fine, because John Connor's a badass.
Yep.
But if he killed Sarah Connor, then John Connor never would have existed. And then they never would have sent the Terminator back in time to kill Sarah Connor, right?
Yeah, it's just all one big loop, really, right?
Yeah, it's fucked up. And then you get into the whole idea of alternate timelines and time not being linear. And I don't know. It's a very bizarre subject to me. And I want to do some deep reading on, like, people that genuinely believe in it and kind of what their rationale is. Because, like,
What would it take to actually, like, build a time machine? Like, have you looked into that?
Well, I don't know. That's the big thing is, like, the first they'd have to figure out the science to actually do it. And then you'd have to find a machine that was capable of doing whatever you needed it to do. So, I don't know. We could try. We could start a GoFundMe. But... yeah, I don't know. Like, a lot of those arguments to me fall away because it's like, you know, if time travel was real, why hasn't somebody gone back and stopped the Titanic from sinking? And, you know, there's just certain tragedies through the ages that you would think, well, if time travel was a thing, somebody would have gone back and stopped this. You know, the Holocaust or... you know, just really brutal periods of time or events.
I have such a selfish answer for what I would do if I had a time machine, I could go change one event.
I want to hear it. But also, I kind of feel like the one counterpoint you could make somebody going back and not stopping the Titanic from sinking is because then we never would have got the classic movie.
Best movies of all time, thanks to James Cameron, right?
Exactly. So, okay, I want to hear it. What is the one thing you would change?
Well, I would go back Let me just get a date on this event. It's in 2011. In May, I think. It would be the Eastern Conference Finals. Where am I at here? On May 27th in Boston, Massachusetts, in the TD Garden, mm-hmm. Where the Boston Bruins beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 1-0.
Nathan Horton scored that goal.
Yes, that is correct. I would change that result. So, in fact, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Boston Bruins 1-0 to win the Eastern Conference Final 4-3.
And that's then
the one thing I would change.
But wouldn't you just go back to the Cup Final and change Game 7 of that?
I don't think they could have done it anyways.
I guess probably not. And I get where you're coming from, but I just worry that, you know, maybe Tampa sweeps the Canucks. And then what?
Then I look like an asshole, but my thoughts are that Vancouver could beat Tampa anyways, and the only way they weren't winning is playing the Bruins. And I think Tampa had the better shot of beating Boston than Vancouver.
It's an interesting one. I remember the time thinking that I didn't want Boston to win that series. I wanted Tampa to win it. And yeah, I don't know, maybe they would have beaten Tampa, maybe they wouldn't have. I don't know, but I like where your head's at.
I'd also probably bring back Wild Cherry Pepsi too. Like on a full-time basis, but I mean that's just me being selfish, right?
I think it's out right now, eh?
Wild Cherry Pepsi, but it's not the same though as before.
No, it isn't. You're right.
Like in the late 90s, early 2000s, whenever that came out, it was really good.
Remember how I went down to the States like 6-7 years ago and I found a 2-liter for you? And then I brought it back and it sucked?
Yeah, it's not the greatest.
No, it's too bad. Although, maybe it's a little bit of nostalgia, you know? You never know. Maybe your taste buds have developed. I did read somewhere that apparently we lose taste buds as we age, which is just depressing.
Actually? Like, is that a real thing? That.
Apparently.
That's upsetting. Actually upsetting.
I know, because the things that I love, which is basically McNuggets, I'm going to love them less and less.
Wow, you just broke my heart tonight.
I don't know. I'll have to look into that one. It's going to have to look into the science. But, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to kind of break the ice on time travel, and then I'm going to deep dive over the next week and start to read some... Well, I'm basically going to read Believers and just read their theories on it and why they think it's a case and why they think that certain tragedies haven't been averted. And I guess maybe it's in that cyclical thing where if they went back and prevented... I'll just go back to the Titanic. Then in 2400, Jim Smith wouldn't have to go back in time to save the Titanic, so he never actually went back to save the Titanic, so it sunk. And it's goddamn cyclical.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know if this maybe, is a real article or not, but Stephen Hawking, I mean, all that guy's theories on, like, wormholes and black holes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably somewhere to start, I would think, given
with
his theories and Einstein's theory of relativity.
For sure, and I think that, well, I don't know, I think that there is some, you could definitely skew science in a manner that you could see it as plausible. So, I don't know, I'm going to do some reading on that, I'm going to see what I can find out, and I'm going to give as valid of an argument as I can for time travel next week.
I tell you one thing, is if there was ever time travel, and you could be like a time cop, to like police time travel, I would want to do that job.
That would be so sweet.
I would be a time detective for sure.
That would be the best. Is that basically Doctor Who?
Yeah, I think so.
I was gonna say that would be a great idea for like a movie or a television show, and then I'm like, oh wait, I think that's Doctor Who.
There's been so many. So many.
Well, yeah, true enough. There's more than just that. But, yeah, I don't know. I think if time travel were real, like as a time detective, most of what you'd be doing is like going and killing people that were going back to other timelines and fucking around. You know, landing in like 1812 and their spaceship and starting to fuck with the past. And then you'd have to go back there and just, you know, shoot them with a goddamn laser.
So, Matthew.
Yes.
We had a question in the mailbag. It's more of a request, actually, from our pal Greg. He wanted to come on to do
that's me.
Yeah. Hey, shut up.
Oh, sorry.
He wanted to come on to do a Cosmo quiz. So I brought
the proper pronunciation is Greg Bonerman.
Yes. So I've brought Greg here to chat with us and mainly to answer questions about whatever Cosmo wants. So let me pose this question to you, Matthew. Have you ever wondered about Greg, which Kardashian child he would be?
I wonder that actually on a daily basis.
Well, you know what?
While I'm showering.
I tell you right now, it's your lucky day because we are about to find out. Greg, are you ready?
Oh, I'm born ready.
Okay. Question number one.
Wait, how many Kardashian children are there anyways?
Quite a few, I think.
Okay.
Anyways, question number one.
I only know Rob.
Rob's the best. Not really, though. The guy's a scumbag.
I hope I'm Rob.
question number one of five. You finally have a weekend to yourself. What are your plans? Reading. Pack in as many activities as you can, like a few museum visits, and then going to a rally for climate change. Sleeping. I'll probably call my friends to see what's up. I hate being alone. No plans, game four, whatever.
Definitely the latter. No plans, game four, whatever.
Okay. Question number two. What is your go-to game plan for helping a BFF through heartbreak? Surprise her with a girl's weekend at a winery. Go over with tubs of cookie dough ice cream and listen to her talk for as many hours as needed. Send nasty texts to her ex and blast them on Twitter.
No one's ever done that.
Nope. Sign her up for a 3-hour spa treatment, or take her to clubs so she can go get her flirt on and forget about that turd.
Well, I guess it would have to be the last one, but like, where's the option where you just like get blackout drunk and go to the casino and lose like $1,000 at the blackjack tables?
I think that's the middle one.
Oh, okay.
Send nasty texts to her ex and blast them on Twitter.
Sure, that sounds like the one, yep.
Okay. Maybe go and get her a gigolo, you never know.
You could do that too. I know a guy, his name's Matt.
Ah.
Yeah. The Dutch prince, they call him. question number three. How do you like your coffee? 2 sugars, no milk. 2 milks, 1 sugar, extra water, extra hot. That's kind of weird. With milk, but if they forget it, it's fine. Black, or coffee makes me jittery. I don't drink anything with caffeine.
With milk.
Okay. Number four. Which board game did you like most as a child? Monopoly, Hungry Hungry Hippos, The Game of Life, Mousetrap, or Battleship?
Ooh. I have to go with Monopoly there, I think.
Monopoly. Okay, last question.
Did anybody ever actually play Mousetrap? I just remember I would set it up and then just basically fuck with the trap for an hour and then...
Did you have that game?
My cousin did.
Oh,
so
I don't
whenever
think
I was over there, I would just set up the trap and fuck around with it, and that would be it. And then
I don't think I've ever played Mouse Trap.
I was poor. We didn't have any board games growing up, so I think we just like played it at friends' houses.
We played with string.
I played with myself, really.
Wow. Okay, this is a PG.
We turned old beer boxes into checkerboards.
Okay, last question. Which Kris Jenner quote best describes your mood right now? I love myself. Costco is a passion. Costco is like Costco is like a massage.
What?
I don't really get that. It's an emergency. We don't have a wine opener. That is a big time emergency. Unless you drink $3 bottles of wine. I'm so excited. Can't you tell? I'm assuming I read that perfectly.
I think so.
Our feelings are our feelings. Okay, which one of those?
It's got to be the wine one because... God damn, I love wine. Big wine guy.
Real wine drinkers, you know, buy the ones with bottle caps, though, and not the corks.
You buy the ones in the box. Come on.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Touché. Touché.
Is that it? The tally's in?
Yeah, tally's in. Okay. Just trying to figure out which... Okay, I know who you are. You are a male in the Kardashian family.
Okay.
Oh, daddy.
So I'll read you.
It can't be Bruce.
Nope. who? Who are you talking about?
What?
Who are you talking about?
You mean
Caitlin? It says you're always game for anything, be it a last-minute weekend trip, a change of plans for your anniversary, or a restaurant's odd suggestion for a wine pairing. You live
You live for surprises,
both giving and receiving. You're all about trying everything at least once.
Is he Tristan Thompson?
Nope. You are a 9-year-old. You are a 9-year-old male. Your mother is Courtney Kardashian. Your Perfect. Father is Scott Disick.
Scott?
Yeah. And Scott Disick.
You are the son, sorry. You are Mason Disick.
I'm the son? Oh, yeah. Wow.
You are Mason, well,
Mason
Disick.
Mason Disick likes to party it up with the wine, hey?
I mean, he's a nine-year-old, so.
He's a 9-year-old born into the Kardashian family, so yeah, start him young.
Mm-hmm.
9-year-old wino. Yeah. I didn't know they were going to go that deep. I thought you were going to get, like, Courtney, Chloe, or Rob.
I mean,
nope.
Yeah.
9-year-old Mason. Yeah.
That is who you are.
That sums me up right there, boys.
I got this other one that I really want to do as well, Greg.
Sure.
That was a major swerve. I'm fucking rattled right now.
You should be. Maybe some other time, Matthew, we'll figure out which Kardashian child you are.
I'm Robert Kardashian, the father.
Well, you can't just presume which Kardashian child you are. You'll have to quiz the side for you. Greg, what is your birth month?
May. It's coming up, boys. Pack your bags.
Wow. What is your astrological sign?
I'm a Gemini.
And do you believe in said things?
No. I mean, read the little blurb in the newspapers just to kind of see what's going on, but no.
Do you feel like a Gemini?
I've been told that I'm a full-blown Gemini, whatever the hell that means.
Okay, well,
I guess it means that I'm very two-faced, because like there's two personalities to a Gemini, which I don't really buy, but whatever.
That's rude. Whoever that said that. Rude. Well,
yeah,
Greg,
mainly women.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
I do.
I have seen you sober and seen you drunk. So
you've seen Greg and you've seen Grug.
Well, I mean, you could say that about anybody, though, really. Have you ever wondered, really, like, which astrological sign you are for real? Because we're about to find out, Greg. Are you ready?
I'm keen. Here we go.
Okay. This is one of six questions. Which adjective speaks to you? I'm going to list these off, and you tell me. Confident, calm, adventurous, creative, fearless, humble, romantic, intuitive, free-spirited, enterprising, thoughtful, or loving.
Oh, my God. Free-spirited.
Free-spirited. Okay. We got to pick a celebrity here. Right. We have...
Mason Kardashian.
Who'd you say?
Mason Kardashian.
Mason Disick.
Whatever.
Okay. No, we have Selena Gomez.
Why am I picking these people? Just pick a celebrity?
Yeah. Pick a celebrity.
Pick your favorite.
Selena Gomez, Ashley Graham, Chrissy Teigen, Gabby Douglas. I'm not sure who that is. Kim Kardashian. Gymnast. Ellen DeGeneres, Shay Mitchell, don't know. Laverne Cox, Blake Lively.
That one right there.
Okay.
I don't need to go any further. That's a shout out to my man, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, at Van Ryan.
At Van City Reynolds.
Yeah.
At Van City Reynolds, yep.
I feel like this quiz is very impulsive, so as long as you hear one that you like, you...
Yeah, okay, got it.
Which TV show are you most likely to binge watch on a stormy day? The Walking Dead, Nashville, Parks and Rec, New Girl, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Gilmore Girls, Broad City, Sex in the City. Sex in the City it is. Which Disney princess was your fave growing up? I know what mine would be. Easy. This is super easy. Jasmine, Snow White, Rapunzel, Elsa, Cinderella. My choice would be Mulan. Meg, Ariel, Pocahontas, Tiana, Belle, or... Meridia.
Who the fuck is Meg?
Not sure. I think it's like looks like one of the Roman ones, like Hercules, or like how the Emperor got his groove back, somewhere in that realm, I think.
Who was the Aladdin one? Was that Jasmine?
Yeah. Yes.
Andy, it's the Emperor's new groove, not how the Emperor got his groove back.
Well, same thing, man.
You're thinking of the hit film, How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Well, the titles are very similar, all right? The titles are very similar, so... I mean, sue me. Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you, Disney. Jasmine, you want Jasmine?
Yeah, yeah.
Jasmine. What's your go-to brunch order? Bagel and lox.
Mimosas.
Unfortunately, not on this list.
Damn.
Pancakes, omelet, eggs benedict, acai bowl, scrambled
I'll
eggs.
I'll take the eggs, Benny.
Eggs Benny. All right, last question. It's a big one. Where will you spend your next vacation, or where would you like to have your next vacation? Austin, Texas, a lakeside cabin, somewhere exotic, Las Vegas.
Lost wages.
Napa Valley, Cape Cod, a ranch in Wyoming.
Oh, no, we can stop you right there. It's Vegas. We all know where we're going.
Oh, okay.
Greg's actually going to Vegas in June.
You don't want to go to a resort and spa or a yoga retreat?
No, I know where I want to go. Vegas.
All right. Wow.
We're going to win so much fucking money.
Well, are you ready to find out what your actual...
astrological sign?
Yeah. I just need to figure out what...
curious, What should I have been born?
According to this, you should have been born between the dates of November 23rd and December 21st. So this is telling me that you are a Sagittarius.
Like, well, my parents planned poorly, I guess.
Like Chrissy Teigen, you're bubbly and thoughtful. You love to think outside of the box, and you always speak your mind. You're a total superstar, Greg.
Fuck yeah!
How do you feel that? How do you feel that that accurately sums up you as a person? Do you agree or disagree?
Wait till you see me in Vegas. I'll show you superstar. Yeah, I'm gonna say that's pretty good. I'll take it.
Wow, I learned so much about you tonight, Greg. I learned which Kardashian you are and what your actual sign is.
I still can't believe that I'm Mason Disick.
I wonder that's if terrible. Mason Disick is Sagittarius.
Oh my god, he probably is.
Let me see.
Somebody Google that.
Doing it right now. He was born. Wow, December 14th.
Is that
fuck
in that range?
Yes.
So he is.
It's all making sense.
What are the? What a coincidence! This is meant to be. It's meant to be, Greg.
Wow.
Change your birth date. Go to the courthouse tomorrow and change your birth date.
Well, I don't. Yeah, it's happening.
I don't think you can do that.
Well, how do you know unless you try?
You're not my real dad, Martin.
I should, Greg. You should try it, but also set your age to like 65 so you can start collecting a pension.
That's a great idea. That is such
Matt's
a good idea,
a
Matt.
Matt's
Matt,
the thinker
yeah.
in the group.
Matthew is a very smart boy.
That was fun.
Did you want to stick around for the top 10 list, or?
Oh, I thought you guys already did it. Oh my god, yeah, I definitely want to stick around for this.
Okay, well, we're just going to get right into this week's top 10 list because, I mean, unofficially or maybe officially, that you have indeed sponsored this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't sent my money or the beer yet, but it's coming.
Well, maybe we'll just do a plug for Greg right now.
Greg loves a good plug-in.
Hey, Matthew.
Greg loves to plug.
Because this episode, what are we, 5 of Night
yes.
Moves, is brought to you by, how do you say your last name again?
Kortinsky.
Bonerman.
This episode of Night Moves is brought to you by Greg Kortinsky.
There you go.
Yeah, nailed it. You have a Twitter.
I do have a Twitter.
You're a super cool guy. You love to ride motorbikes. You're probably one of the funniest people I've ever met in my whole life.
That
great
can't
kisser.
Be accurate, but I'll take it.
Super
fantastic kisser. I appreciate that.
Super good kisser. Really smart.
Phenom on the dance floor.
Great dancer. Ooh. Loves, can really put back a whiskey or two.
Or three or four, yeah.
Yeah. You hold your liquor extremely well.
Tell all the people your Twitter handle.
It's at Kortinsky, that's KORYTYNSKI. And if you're wondering, yes, I am Polish.
Yeah, born
Polish
in
hammer.
Born in Poland. In Poland.
Born in Poland, that's right.
Straight from, you lived in Baltimore early
Fact.
Life and now Fact. You're in Canada the
that is correct
the like
the
six
great white north.
The sixth best country in the world
in
another there's something actually we need to do as well, Matthew. One of Greg's questions this week, I think we should address this right now, is that he's looking at getting back into the Instagram game.
Yeah,
His last two accounts had been hacked, and so he wants a new Instagram handle.
Mason Disick.
I'm pretty sure it might be taken already, but you know, I'll definitely take a look. What I about might get like some lawsuits sent my way though?
What about like Great Kisser 69?
Like, how about Polish Pounder? As in, you like to pound the wine.
I could always go with Greg Bonnerman too. I don't know. I've thought about that, but
or how about the Polish Kisser?
Nobody would know who the Polish Kisser.
Or just Polish Greg.
Who is that famous wrestler? Wasn't there like a Polish famous wrestler? Killer Kowalski or something?
Oh,
back in the 80s and 70s? Yeah. Killer Kowalski.
Killer Kowalski. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I like Greg Bonnerman.
Will not be on the FBI most watched list.
Or how
Greg
about
Bonnerman might work.
Or at real Polish Greg?
The real Polish Greg. Yeah.
I like that.
The real Kortinski.
Yeah, I feel like you need something to do with your Polish background and kissing and your first name.
Okay, it's going to be a 47-long character name, but hey, that's fine.
Well, I mean, that's a new rage these days.
You can steal an old office joke and make your name Little Kid Lover.
also great.
Might pass, but hey.
Well, Greg, I for one can't wait to hear what your next Instagram handle is.
I'm going to get super drunk one night and just start writing out my new IG handles. And you guys can pick the top three, and then we'll just pick one.
I like that. We'll do...
Send us the list, and we will debate.
Okay. I like it.
Anyways, we'll slide it into the top 10 list. Right meow. Andy's top 10 list, the best. Top 10 list, the best. Top 10 list is Andy's. Top 10 list, I said it's the best. Top 10 list, yeah. Okay, so, Greg, this is per your request. The top
this is
10,
all about me today, yep.
Yeah, the top 10 Riles... Oh my God, I can't even speak. The top 10 Ryan Reynolds movies.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a pretty bomb-proof list here, but...
Well, we'll see.
We'll start with number 10. I mean, there is a few rom-coms on here because it's hard to pick from, you know, his filmography and not have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But from released in 2009, starring him and Sandra Bullock, is The Proposal.
Yeah, I did not think you were going to go number 10 on that one, but okay, that's fine.
The Proposal.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
I quite liked it because it's got...
It's a great, you know what, great movie.
The most handsome man in acting, and Sandra Bullock's pretty hot too.
The both characters are really good. Yes. I really enjoyed...
That's a sexy movie.
I really
it
enjoyed
is a sexy movie.
The Proposal. Number 9, released in 2013. While he's not the main character, he does have quite a bit of screen time. This is the animated movie, The Croods.
What?
The Croods?
Nope. Never seen it.
It's animated. I think it's a Pixar movie. It's like cavemen. They got to travel like basically across to not get smashed by an asteroid or something. I don't know. It's a pretty good animated movie.
I'll take your word for it.
Number 8, released last year. Actually, yeah, there's two movies here because they're basically the same movie. 2017, The Hitman's Bodyguard, as well as 2012, Safe House.
See, I had Safe House in my top three. I quite like that movie.
My top three is...
Denzel is like a badass in that movie.
Yeah, totally. But are those movies not the same? Because... They're pretty much the same movie.
No, because one's a comedy and one's like full on action drama.
But it's like the same premise, though, right?
Kind of, sorta, but I don't know.
Andy, have you seen both movies?
I have.
Yeah, have you? Oh.
I was kind of hoping you hadn't.
I mean, fair enough.
Just talking out his ass here.
Well, I mean, Ryan Reynolds in The Hitman's Bodyguard plays a like private
Hitman's
security.
Bodyguard.
Yeah, like
Hitman's Bodyguard. But Safe House is—it's not really about protecting necessarily anyone. He's trying to get like Denzel to the safe house, basically, just so that he can almost preserve his own life too. I don't know. It's but one's like I said, one's a comedy and one's like an action. So
yeah.
I don't know if they're like the same, but okay, fine.
Anyways,
I still had it in my top three.
I'm going off the board with this next one a little bit.
Wait, is this number 4?
7. It's number 7. 7 of 10. On the list.
Okay.
This is an unreleased film to be released next year. I just like the premise of this and the name of the film. It is titled Detective Pikachu, where it is it is somehow based on the anime and video game Pokemon, where Ryan Reynolds plays the titular character, Detective Pikachu.
Is this an animated movie?
I think so, but...
One would think it has to be.
What are your thoughts on that, Matthew?
Is this real? Are you fucking with me?
No. I mean, unless Wikipedia's lying to me, but... It would appear that he is playing a character named Detective Pikachu in a movie called Detective Pikachu.
There's a video game called Detective Pikachu.
So maybe that's it. It's a film. It's being released next year. Anyways.
I don't have any comment, but anyways.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
He's in it, and it's based on the Detective Pikachu video game. So
there you go.
I guess we have to play that.
Okay, number six. Released in 2011, The Change Up, starring him and Jason Bateman.
Very funny movie.
Great movie, right?
That's a good movie.
Quite like it. Olivia Wilde's in it. She's not ugly.
Exactly. Number five, released in 2005, starring him and Justin Long, is Waiting.
I have not seen that one.
What? You haven't
seen
Waiting?
I haven't seen that one in a long time. That was like very crude humor back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Waiting.
I'm going through IMDb right now trying to see it, but I can't really see it.
He plays a waiter at a shitty restaurant. I think it's called Shenanigans, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And it's Justin Long's first day, and Ryan's like training him. And
no, it's not.
They just do all...
No, him and...
Right.
Yeah, Justin Long and him are friends, and they've worked there together for a while. It's that the weird kid. Anyways, right. Yeah, number four, I released in 2010. I don't know if a lot of people have seen this movie, but it's kind of underrated, I feel. Buried?
Haven't seen it, but I've heard...
It's really good, actually. I found it to be pretty good.
It's just like him, basically, and that's it. Like, it's just the camera's on him for like the whole hour of the movie, right?
Yeah, it's...
Basically.
It's basically...
Which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You basically get to see Ryan Reynolds for a full hour, uninterrupted. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's him... Basically buried inside of like this wooden coffin, buried alive for whatever. I can't remember the exact plot, but a really good movie, I thought.
Okay.
Number three, released in 2008, is definitely Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Really great movie. Have you watched this, Matthew?
Great film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. I suggest you go watch it if you have not seen this film.
I've seen it. Pretty good.
Seen it a few times. Okay. I mean, that was number three. Are you ready for the top two?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say them out loud, but do you have any guesses what they could be?
Don't
say it out loud.
I think it's Just Friends Twice.
It could be Just Friends Twice, yeah. Is that where he plays the fat guy?
Yeah.
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 Are we just wrapping it here?
No. That'd be funny.
Is it Blade Trinity?
It's actually just the Green Lantern Twice, guys.
Oh, bold.
Number two.
Is it the one where he robs banks and he's like a motocross rider?
What movie is that?
Something Among the Pines?
Nope.
No, that's not him.
I know, I'm kidding.
That's
Gosling.
It's Gosling.
I'm just being an asshole.
Another great character, but yes.
All right, number two, released in 2016, is Deadpool.
Mm. I had that at number one. That was my guess for number one.
You know what? I thought in my head, too, that you were going to maybe pick that number one, but then you're going to throw a fast one at us and be like, no, we're not going to go with that one as number one. You're actually going to go with Green Lantern as number one, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. Green Lantern is the best movie of all time, Greg.
Jeez.
No, I mean, the real number one.
Uh-huh.
It's actually Green Lantern.
Okay.
It's not. Released in 2002.
Van Wilder.
National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
Ah, of course.
Best.
Yeah.
The greatest.
That's a classic.
The greatest Ryan Reynolds movie of all time.
Absolutely.
It was his first big role when you really got introduced to him, right?
Yes. And when Tara Reid was still hot.
Exactly. When then she was still relevant in this world.
Yeah. Then she went crazy.
Yeah.
And then like less crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the real problem, Greg. Anorexia is a problem that affects a lot of people in this world.
Hey, it sure does. I'm not making light of it.
No. We got a couple questions to just close this whole thing out. One is directed at me from a guy that I just really do not enjoy. Fraser Armstrong, you might know him.
Do not like him.
Yeah.
Rings a bell.
In reference to last week's question from Chris Powell, where he asked me if my changeup, I think it was my changeup, was a weakness, and I responded yes. And Fraser, in light of this, would also like to know if my fastball is a weakness. And that is yes. That is a big yes. The next and last question comes from Chris Powell.
Son.
That's my boy.
Actually, you know what? One. You know what? I lied. It's not a question, but it's a request.
Uh-oh. No more child support.
And, that's a thing. He wants me to do a top 10 of Alphagetti shapes and themes. Well, Chris, if you're listening, that will cost you $25.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get a spicy plug where me and Matthew talk very highly of you for 5 minutes, like we just did of Greg.
And you get to choose the conspiracy or the mystery of the universe, I guess.
No, that's $50.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. I'm sorry, son. I lied to you again.
Yeah, you can...
For $25, be podcast famous.
Yes.
That's all it takes.
Actually, one other thing I want to address, too. I meant to do this in the beginning of the episode. I do another podcast, Stuff with Andy. But this one as well, it would seem that somebody from Mountain View, California, listens to this show and Stuff with Andy. But I have really no idea who they are. They're a consistent listener. As far as I can tell, they've listened to everything that I've put out on either by myself or with Matthew. And I just want to know who this person is. So please write either of the shows. You can find us here on Night Moves. Send us an email at nightmoves@gmail.com or get us on Twitter at Night Moves Pod.
Send us pictures of yourself.
Actually, I think I lied. Yeah, sorry. I misspoke. The Gmail pod or Gmail address for this podcast is nightmovespod@gmail.com. So disregard what I said earlier. I just want to know
we'll
who
just
this.
Edit that out later.
I probably won't because, you know, people love the slip ups.
They really do.
They really do. Also,
I love it when you mispronounce things.
Yeah, you know, I butchered
my last name.
I try really hard not to do that, but you know, it's tough.
It's charming. I'm now looking at notable people from Mountain View, California. Maybe it's Dan Green.
Who is that?
He's a power lifter and the world record holder in 220 and 242 pound weight classes.
Yeah, it's probably that guy.
Or maybe Doris Gates, author and librarian. or perhaps Paula Creamer, professional golfer and formerly world's women's golf rankings number two player. Oof. Or Brandon Crawford of the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Crawford, great shortstop. Well, I mean, kind of good.
Or perhaps Steve Jobs, technology entrepreneur, co-founder.
Okay, that's enough.
Sorry, he's on the...
did Mason Disick crack the list, or what?
Sorry, Steve Jobs grew up in Mountain View. Also, I'm sorry, Steve. R.I.P. There is a guy out here named Kenny Roberts Jr., who is the 2,500cc road racing world champion.
I wanted to be that guy. That's all I have. Are you anything else to say, Matthew?
Nope.
Any party?
Believe in Jesus.
I gotta end it there. That's
hey guys, thank you so much for having me on.
Hey,
much appreciated.
Thanks for coming, Greg. Do you have any
I'll send you that cash ASAP here.
Do you have any wise words for the listeners?
Golden.
Stay golden.
Just stay golden. You got it.
Can you just say your thing one last time, Matt?
Believe in Jesus.
Space side with your brain, clean your conscience, clear thoughts with space.